alcoholic. And I just got off of work right now, so I'm a little scattered. My sobriety date is April 23rd, 2014. I came into these rooms, though, January 27th, and that was the day that I woke up with complete desperation to live a different life. And I don't remember when my first drink was because my family was a drinker. Any holiday or not holiday, there was alcohol around, and it was easy as a kid to, you know, when you're grabbing your parents a beer or a drink, to just slip one in your pocket or give one to your cousin to take to the room real fast. So I don't really remember when I started drinking, but I do know when my disease started to really kick in, when it started to make my life unmanageable, and I was around the age of 19, and I realized that I was able to function in a blackout drunk where people really didn't know that I was drunk. And I went to work one time and I was super duper drunk, and I remember going into work the next day like worried that my manager was going to fire me because she counts my drawer out at night, and I didn't remember counting my drawer out with her. And not one person said anything about me possibly smelling like alcohol or anything. And from that moment I was like, this is going to be so great. And I became best friends with vodka ever since. Like, and it was, you know, it was crazy. And I knew I had a problem because I never could stop. And I never was a one person, like, I never wanted one drink. I never was that type of person. It was always three shots, and then it turned to five shots, and then it was like, well, I need to take seven shots just to feel normal. And I just thought I would grow out of it. I didn't think that it was something I was going to have to quit forever. It was not, you know, there was a point in my life where I got so tired of waking up every morning and crying because I drove home drunk or because I don't remember what I did. And I always woke up and I was full of guilt on days like that. And there was times when I would cry to not my family because I didn't want them to know I was an alcoholic because I wasn't sure I would be able to stop, but like close friends that knew me, I'd cry to them and be like, I have a problem. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I just can't stop. Like, I don't get why I get so drunk and I drive home. Like, I had a couple beers and I'd be like, okay, guys, like, take my keys. I'm not going to drive. And then I'm like, 10 shots later, I'm like, who wants to go for a cruise? And it was insane. Like, that was the type of person I was. Like, let's go somewhere. I'm super drunk. Let's drive somewhere. And I don't know. And I hated myself. I hated myself for that because I never wanted to be the person to take someone else's life because of something I was doing. I didn't ever like to believe that my drinking caused or affected other people. I just thought that I was having fun. I'm young, I'm having fun, I'm in my 20s, you know, this is what I'm doing. I've, you know, at the time, single, doing my own thing, and I don't know. I stopped drinking in April, I said I needed help. And then in June, I stopped drinking, and that lasted till August 13th, the night before my birthday. And I had confessed to my family now at this point that I'm an alcoholic. And then August 13th came, and I decided that I was going to be the designated driver for my friends on my birthday to go to Slo, and they had some vodka. And I was like, you know, I could probably take a couple shots. It's been about 20-something days now. Like, I should be okay. Like, I'll be able to control it. I won't get out of hand. And I took three shots that night, and that's all I took. And the moment I woke up on my birthday at 8 o'clock in the morning, I had to take a shot. And that's when I knew that it was just the insanity of it. Like, I couldn't stop, and it came back that fast, like where I woke up the next morning and just needed a shot. And so for 5 months, I lied to my whole family. There was about five friends who knew that I started drinking again, but the rest of my family had no idea. Until my best friend's wedding, and I told my parents, I could drink a beer and not even finish it, and I'm okay, and I could stop. And I just went on this huge spiel of how all of a sudden I was okay and a normal drinker. And my family, they kind of bought into it. And then, so it was December 28th that I finally told them I started drinking, when really I'd been drinking in August. And I went on disability from work. I had to have a surgery. And so I had no job. I was making money because I was on disability. My parents knew that I was drinking, so I didn't have to hide it, and that's when I really got a little out of hand. I wasn't coming home. I was waking up and drunk by 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was just a continuous thing. The moment I opened my eyes, I started drinking, and that was the type of person I was. I I needed a shot for everything I did. I'm going to brush my hair. Let me take a shot first. I need to put on my makeup. Let me take a shot first. I'm going to get in the shower. 3 shots first. And everything I did, it was like that. It was always like, well, let me take a shot first. You know, I'm going to tie my shoes. Wait, pour me a shot. I can't tie my shoes without a shot. Like, and that's, I just was that type of person. And I had a 4-day blackout, and it was wicked. I don't know. I had a designated driver, kind of. I'd call this person when we got too drunk at a bar to pick us up and drop us off at the next place, and then somehow have someone drop me off at my car and drive somewhere else. And I woke up on, so what happened too, sorry, I'm all over the place, but I was Saturday. It was a Saturday adventure of this 4-day blackout, and my friend had just gotten a DUI. And he was like, oh, I have to go to AA in the morning at 8 o'clock. And I was like, wake me up, and I'll go with you, and we'll take shots first. And I was like, I've been there before, because when I wanted to stop drinking in April, and I went in July, it was my first AA meeting I ever came to. And I wasn't really sure what you guys said, and I felt better when I left, and that's when I went to my mom and told her, I'm going to stop drinking forever. And she was like, are you going to keep going back to AA? And I was like, no, I heard everything I needed to hear. Yeah. I had no idea. And so when he mentioned this going to AA, like, I was like, yeah, we'll take shots in the morning before we go to AA. Well, I woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning and at this person's house and never got woken up to go to AA. And I woke up and I just started crying. And I called Jessica and I just told her, I don't actually know what I told her. I just was crying, and I just went to her house, and we cried, and we kind of tried to put together the weekend, the, like, last 4 days of everything that had happened, and just we cried, and we laughed, and that was mine and Jessica's story. Whenever I'd feel super guilty, she was the person I'd cry to about it, because she was the only one who knew about my drinking, and every morning that it was like that, we'd go get a bottle. But for some reason, on this Monday, we decided to come to a noon meeting, and so tore up, like, I hadn't showered, hadn't been home for 4 days, like, I smelt like a bar for sure. And we came to a noon meeting, and I don't really remember who was here or what was said, and I don't remember if it was like open or not, or if I just started talking, but I just started crying, and I said, I can't stop, and I don't get why. The first thing I think about when I wake up is taking a shot. And it was, you know, I was at that point in my disease where I would be excited to go to bed so I could wake up and start over with my drunk. So I wasn't so drunk, like, it was like the first, like, the fresh drunk of it that I was excited for. And it was crazy to me. And so I came here, and then people were just absolutely loving, like, came in like a huge circle of people, crowded us and gave us their phone numbers and hugged us. And I decided that I wanted this, that I wanted to do this. And so me and Jessica kept coming back, and that is probably the best choice I've ever made in my whole life, is to keep coming back here through all the pain. And it was really hard because I was, that, like I said, that type of drinker, that everything I did, I needed a shot. So trying to live sober, I, like, the first month and a half, everything I did, like, drinking popped in my head. And everybody was like, just keep coming back. You know, the obsession will be lifted. And I was like, these people are crazy. Like, I'm never going to stop thinking about alcohol. Like, every day I would think about it. Through everything, you know, I got to wash my car. I'd be taking a shot right now, and then I'd be all bitter about it. Yeah. And after a couple months, you know, the obsession has been lifted, and it took, January will be 2 years since I had my last drink. I changed my sobriety date because I was still smoking weed. Nobody said that I couldn't do that when I got here. So I had to change my sobriety date when I got honest with my sponsor. And, but since January 27th, so this, coming up on January 27th, it'll be 2 years since I had a drink. And for me, that's still a big date for me, because that was my hardest thing. That was the thing that beat me to the ground the most. And, you know, the first year, I'd go through stuff that I thought was hard, or, you know, like, just you have a bad day. And, you know, there were still those days where I was like, ugh, like, I wish I could drink, and I'd be resentful. And, you know, today, I don't even feel like that. And it's, you know, it's crazy to me. You know, my life has been, I've just been in a lot of fear, and not once has drinking came to my mind. It never crosses my mind. It doesn't sound desirable, and it just blows my mind that I could walk through everything without even wanting to drink, you know. Before, like, my first year, I still had that, like, it would pop up every now and then. And right now I have a really close friend who, she can't get this thing, and it's crazy to watch her just tear herself up. And it's, you know, I was talking to my sponsor about it, and I told her, I don't get how some people get it and some people don't. But I couldn't be more grateful that I've been able to stay here and to not drink and just to keep doing this thing day by day. And there's been so many, I've grown so much since I've been here, like, things I can deal with, you know, like, be the more responsible one and not talk back when someone says something hurtful to me. I don't have to be mean back. I don't have to do that. I can accept them for who they are, which is not how I used to be before. I used to get mad and I'd want to tear them down and be super mean to them, and I'm not like that. And I started working at a bank, and it's, you know, a job I've always worked at, like, restaurants and just little things. And I came in here and I started going back to school, and I don't know, my life has just slowly started to fall into place since I got sober. I'm 5 months pregnant, and I am a little scared, but I'm super excited to be a mom, and I'm not even afraid because I know that I could do this sober, and I'm not worried about a child being a nuisance to my drinking or anything like that. And it's, I don't know, it blows my mind. I just have been super pondering just because I watched my friend get drunk on Thanksgiving and just the low that she's at in her life. And, you know, to think, like, I wish I could just make somebody willing to feel how I feel. Like, just if you just stick around and through the pain and through everything, share how you're feeling and just where you're at, you know, it does, it goes away. Like, you could live life and not have to drink, and it just, it's crazy. It's crazy what this program can do for you. So I think that's really all I got.
Let's give Ray another round of applause.